Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Earlier this week, the Royal Canadian Legion announced major changes to the 2020 National Poppy Campaign. Starting on October 30th, in response to the pandemic, the Legion will be discouraged from setting up donation tables or placing volunteers at business entrances and other public locations. However, it is introducing a new tap-and-pay technology called PayTribute. It will choose select locations across the country to use this new system. Supporters are also being asked to go to the Legion's website to donate. This represents only one of the major challenges facing the Legion these days. Less than a month ago, national leaders were claiming many branches could face closure. With 9 Legion branches in Northumberland, these groups are an important service to veterans and their families. They are also integral to the community. They support everything from sports to 4-H clubs. They run public speaking contests for kids through the local schools, and they provide venues for public events from weddings to dart tournaments. I spoke with Heather Atkins, president of Branch 580 in Grafton, about how they are coping and what the future holds. Here is that interview. I'm so pleased to have with me today Royal Canadian Legion President Heather Atkins of Branch 580 in Grafton. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you.
Since the pandemic began about 6 months ago, it has impacted many community organizations. Can you bring us up to speed as to the status of the Grafton Legion?
The status of the Grafton Legion is we haven't done anything since March the 17th. That was the day we closed. And with all the limitations put on us, or put on groups by the government, we have not been able to do anything. There are positives and negatives, but I hate to dwell on all the negatives.
So what are the positives then?
The positives? There aren't really many. But we do have our ongoing phone calls to our veterans and seniors for moral support and see if they need anything. We immediately gave $1,000 to the Grafton Food Bank from our Nevada account very early in the shutdown because we knew there was going to be a need. Victoria Retirement Place here in Coburg, our Legion looks after the veterans in Victoria Retirement Place. They have 63 residents. 5 of them are veterans. 3 are widows of veterans. The veterans and the widows get a Christmas gift. And we haven't been able to visit them for 6 months, but just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I can now go visit them by wearing a mask and keeping my distance. They finally let us in. And every resident gets a birthday card on their birthday. I try to make it for their lunchtime so I can chat with them and see how they're doing. We did have a repatriation of the 6 veterans lost in the Mediterranean Sea. We did on the 401. We have done what we call Grave Decoration Day for decorating our graves for the veterans buried in 8 cemeteries in the Grafton area. There's just 3 of us doing it. We keep our distance. We get a white cross with a poppy on and a Canadian flag on the veterans' graves. And our town crier, Liam Craig from Grafton, we did a proclamation of peace on August the 15th, celebrating the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. And we have 3 upcoming events in October. Well, 2 definite, 1 tentative. And we haven't been able to do this because we're getting our washrooms renovated at the ranch, and we're getting our main floor hall refinished. So that's why we sort of couldn't use the hall. We couldn't use it anyway because of number restrictions. October the 10th, we're having an outdoor pie sale. I call it a drive-by pie-by. And it's a pie sale in the parking lot by the Ladies Auxiliary. And the Ladies Auxiliary is the backbone of our branch. On October the 17th, we're having a bottle drive from 9 to 12. Tentatively, on the 31st of October, we're going to have a takeout roast beef dinner from 4:30 to 6, I believe, and our usual price is $15. That's just a tentative date. Those are about the positives, that we look after our veterans. They are number one, so that's why veterans are top on the list.
Heather, it sounds to me like you've been quite busy, although you made it sound like nothing was happening. There's been a lot happening, it sounds like. So tell me then about the programs you had before the lockdown occurred. Maybe could you paint us a picture of the kinds of activities you were involved in prior to the COVID?
All right. We have a once-a-month general and executive meeting. The executive consists of 10 or 12 people, and that's like the president, the secretary, the treasurer, our poppy chairman, our building supervisor, all those people. We sit and discuss what's going on. Right after that meeting, we have a general meeting. We have 200-plus members, and the members are invited to come to the general meeting. So we haven't had any of that, no meetings. Once a year, we have an election. We haven't had our election. Every Friday night, previous to the pandemic, we've had a Friday night supper cooked by volunteers, served by volunteers, and it's only $8 a dinner. We have a roast beef dinner. We had a roast beef dinner once a month. We have cards every Saturday. I think it's euchre or moonshot euchre or cribbage. We haven't had any cards. They still can't play cards. Every Tuesday night, we used to have darts. We used to have dart tournaments, horseshoe tournaments. We've had no wedding receptions, no celebration of life, no birthday parties, no entertainment. We couldn't host our Highway of Heroes for this year, with our big get-together. We've had no cadet dinners. Our cadet dinners, we used to have two a year. The Ladies Auxiliary were really, really busy in our branch. As I said, they are the backbone of our branch, and they are, they're not doing anything because they can't. And the big thing that we do for our community is at the end, I guess it's November, just after the poppy campaign, we give donations to just about every community function, church, hall, 4-H, etc., to about the tune of $6,000 to $7,000. By using the money that we've raised through Friday night dinners, roast beef dinners, cards, darts, etc., we haven't had that. Therefore, this year, those donations are going to be really skinny, if at all.
How many members do you have that do all these amazing programs?
We have 200 members altogether, and I would say 100 of them are quite active. All of them are quite active. Some of them are quite senior, but they're still active too. But all of our Legion members, including the executive, we're all volunteers. We don't get paid for anything. We do it because we love to do it. We do it because we love our veterans and we love our freedom. And that's why we are a Legion. That's why we're members of the Legion.
Can you tell me a bit about the history of the Legion? Now, just for those who don't know where it's located, tell us where it's located and then tell us a bit about the history of this Legion, because I know it's a long history and it's a storied one.
It's a long history. We're at 1240 Highway Number 2 between Coburg and Grafton. closer to Grafton than Coburg. We used to be an old school, and we've had the building renovated a few times. Right now we're renovating the washrooms. Our branch came to be on December the 2nd, 1959. And it became Colonel John W. Foote VCCD branch, May 12th, 1982. Colonel Foote was a padre in the Second World War. When he passed away May the 2nd, 1988, yes, he's buried in Coburg. He was a member of our branch, and he was, I think he was the only reverend to ever get the Victoria Cross for his valiant effort to save his comrades during World War II. And I've only been a member of Grafton probably 3 years. I transferred in from another branch when I moved to Coburg. And it does have a lot of history. We were going to have our 60th anniversary celebration in June, but we had to put a postponing on that, so we'll have our 61st anniversary next year, hopefully. And the Ladies' Auxiliary have only been with us. They've been with us. They joined their troop 5 years after our branch became a branch in 1959. So we've had the Ladies' Auxiliary, who were wives of the original veterans of the branch. That's how it started. And now anybody can become a Legion member and a Ladies' Auxiliary member if they agree to the bylaws and regulations of the branch. You don't have to be, it used to be you have to be a relative of a veteran to become an associate member. Now that stipulation's been taken off. Anyone can become a Legion member. You have to be sworn in and take an oath, and you're sworn in front of our flags and in front of the general membership. And if you don't have any relatives and that were a veteran, you become an affiliate member. And we still have probably 20 veterans. The majority of our members are associate members. And then we have affiliate members. 200 altogether. 200 plus, probably 201. We are initiating a new member October the 1st.
So what is the function of the Royal Canadian Legion? Just for, again, for people who might not be completely familiar. I mean, we all know about the Poppy campaign, but aside from that, what is the mandate of the Legion in a community?
The mandate of our Legion is to look after our veterans and their dependents and the community that we are in. That's the mandate. Our veterans are number one.
And you talked a little bit earlier about some of the services that you offer, but there's also other things that are sponsored by Legions as well. I know, for example, in Coburg, they sponsor baseball and other things like that. But there's a wide range of services that they offer. It's just you guys, particularly as you described earlier, focus on certain causes, certain groups that you help support. Am I correct in that?
Yes. We support our local 4-H club in Grafton. We support the cadets, whether they be Army cadets, Sea cadets, Air cadets. They are our future. They are learning the ways that we, Legion, respect our veterans, and hopefully they will carry that on. And some of them actually join the military when they get old enough. My youngest son started as a cadet, and he's been in the military now for 35 years. What? And it's just a way of passing the torch. We also connect with the schools in their youth education program. They do posters, poems, essays, public speaking. They're very closely connected with the Legion that way. There's competitions, there's prize money, recognition, coming from the Legion to these students, hoping that they will never forget the freedoms that have already been paid for by our veterans.
Can you tell us a bit about your personal background and your relationship to the Legion?
My father was a veteran. My first husband was a veteran. My youngest son is a veteran. And two of his boys are also in the service. So it's four generations of being a veteran. I appreciate what I have, and I appreciate the price they paid for it. And when I first became a Legion member, I said to the young man who asked me if I wanted to join, I said, I'd love to be a Legion member, but I don't drink. He says, oh, good, that means you can do some work. So I've been a Legion member for 28 years.
The Poppy Campaign is a major publicity event, plus a vital fundraising opportunity. What are the plans that are being made for the upcoming Remembrance Day?
They're really, really difficult plans this year because of the number of people who can gather in one public, uncontrolled place. There's the difference between controlled and non-controlled. You're going to have a party out in your backyard that's uncontrolled. The Legion meetings that we have, well, we're going to have one on October 1st. It is a controlled meeting because it only allows so many people. Remembrance Day, usually we have 500 people show up at the Cenotaph in Grafton. Three entire schools, one from Baltimore and two from Grafton, the Catholic school and the Protestant school. They won't be able to come out this year. We probably, and I was going to say don't quote me, but we probably will not be having a service that's open to the public. All the wreaths will be pre-laid. We will have a short service, probably with three or four people. We can only carry four flags. They have to stay 6 feet apart. Our sergeant-at-arms, who is currently still serving, he cannot participate in the service at all except to lay a wreath. That's his duty. He can't do anything else. They're also doing exactly the same Parliament Hill in Ottawa. They're pre-laying the wreaths, then advertising after who the wreaths were laid in memory of. And we're going to do the same. It's going to be on our webpage, our Facebook page, who the wreaths, and I do believe we have 30 wreaths to lay. They're all going to be pre-laid before the service. We will have our 2 minutes of silence, our last post, reveille, the whole bit, our prayer. And that's it. There won't be any public there.
But I also know that the fundraising aspect of it is critical for raising important monies to keep the Legion going. How's that going to work then this year?
The Poppy Campaign, the money raised for the Poppy Campaign does not belong to the Legion. It is strictly for the veterans. We cannot use any of that money for the ongoing expenses of the Legion. It is a trust fund for our veterans and their dependents. It goes into the bank as a trust fund. It doesn't belong to us as a Legion. We did have a slight amount saved in the bank, and it's very slowly dwindling away because we still have to pay our heat and our hydro and our phone and our security system and things like that. And I haven't found the money tree that the money grows on yet.
That's two things then. One is the finances of your own Legion, which you just talked about. When you say that money's dwindling, what's being done, if anything, I mean, in terms of your own viability, how close to the brink are you?
Well, we're still above water, but the water's getting deeper. That's why we're having this pie sale and bottle drive and roast beef dinner coming up in October. If we don't do things like that before Christmas, we are, I shouldn't say in dire straits, but we can't exist forever on nothing.
Well,
because most of our money did come from our own members and the community.
Because there have been some news stories in June that were characterizing the situation for branches across the country, saying exactly your words, that it's very dire right now. And you know, there's some big questions that there may be legions across Canada that may be closing. Do you see that happening to you, or is it too early to tell?
It's not too early to tell. We own our building. We don't pay rent. We don't pay a mortgage. It was paid off a long time ago, and I think they had a big mortgage burning ceremony. But it's the upkeep. We did get a government grant last year in order to renovate these washrooms, but we're given a timeline that has to be done before the end of December, and the money has to be used from the grant that we received, or if it's not used up, we have to send it back. But the government has also said that there's money available for nonprofit and legions and stuff. But then we find out we have to apply for it. We can't use it for the general upkeep of the branch. Like, can't pay the phone, can't pay the hydro and things like that with it. It's for other things. If we wanted to set up a class to teach seniors how to use a computer so they could be more online with things, we can get the money for that, but we can't pay our bill with it.
Will we expect to see those collection containers out beside cash registers coming up?
Will there
be people standing up?
I do believe so. You probably won't see anybody standing with a box with a cadet next to them. We don't have cadets this year for that. We have a lot of volunteers who, what we call tagging. You're given a poppy. We don't sell poppies. We donate the poppies to the people, and we accept their donations. Should they wish to donate, they don't have to, as long as they wear a poppy. That's the most important thing. You probably won't see anybody standing there with a box, a tray, in front of them, because the person donating to the box has to be closer than 6 feet. That's a no-no. We can put it on a table and sit 6 feet away and, you know, say thank you very much. Or we can put our boxes next to the cash registers at different stores.
Sounds to me, though, that these are really critical moments. And I'm just wondering, if listeners are hearing this, what can they do to help out?
They can go to any of the activities that they're legion that is closer to them, like if they have a meat roll, or if they're having a yard sale, or they can just donate cash to the legions, should they wish, stipulating where they would like it to go. It could be poppy. The poppy money cannot be used for the upkeep of the legion, can't be used for anything except veterans. And as I say, veterans are our number one. They're getting older. They need more of our care and our support. But other than that, when legions do open, please support your local branch. If there's a dinner, go to the dinner. If there's a pie sale coming up, please go buy a pie. There are still volunteers willing to do all this.
Now, are you aware of the status of other Legion branches in Northumberland? Do you guys talk to each other, and what are they telling you?
Yes, we do. Some of them are open trial-wise 3 days a week. I really don't know how successful it is. Most of them have gone from a paid bartender to a volunteer bartender. It's still a lot of responsibility for a volunteer bartender. There's what goes behind it, not just serving beer. It's the responsibility of the people who had been served beer or liquor or whatever. Plus, we still have insurance to pay. I think I lost my train of thought.
No, I was asking you how their status is. I mean, is there any chance that any of them are going to close? Is there any that are in such dire straits they may shut their doors?
I would say none that I personally know of, but there are some in dire straits outside the county, maybe. Northumberland County is pretty big. I haven't heard of any closing. I've heard there are some pretty close to it, and they have to plug the hole somewhere.
Going back to your theme earlier of positives, looking forward, what are the positives that you see in the future?
The positives are that somebody in the government will actually see that Legions are a necessity to the community. We're not just a place for people to go and drink and talk war stories. We are an active part of our community, and we give back to our community just as much as they give to us. Not necessarily monetary, but the support we get from them. The letters of thank you for this and thank you for that. It's just, I don't know how to say it. There is hope. There is hope at the end of the rainbow. It's just not a very bright rainbow right now.
Okay. Heather Atkins, President of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 580 in Grafton. I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.